Well, I think the reason we like the Roth IRA product a lot is because we meet people wherever they're at whatever stage of life they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a brand new couple starting out their financial future together. It can be a couple that's working, wanting to supplement their traditional
sure.
IRA money. And it can go through all throughout life. And it has value at all stages. So the Roth IRA basically is after-tax money that
okay.
you contribute to an IRA for retirement savings. And there's a lot of intricacies about the rules that you can, how much you can contribute, how you can take it out tax-free, all of those different
qualities. So do you take your taxes, are the taxes taken out, you know, at the time you're putting it in, or is it at the end of the...
You basically, your paycheck that you receive has
right.
already been taxed. Whatever portion of that you'd like to put into a Roth IRA, there are limits what you
okay.
can contribute up to.
So the advantage is once you start taking it out, you're not taxed on it.
The growth is tax-free.
Wow.
With
yeah.
some rules.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some rules,
yeah.
but yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
that's
no
a
limits.
That's a big advantage.
Well, it's a terrific savings account.
Right.
It becomes a very...
Right.
I know Deanna was working with a family looking at Roth as ultimately supporting college funding.
Correct. College funding, and then you, also for a new home purchase.
Sure.
There are some ways that you can utilize a Roth for savings for different things that happen in life.
One of the things that I've discovered over my career, and I think Deanna would agree, is that people sometimes are overwhelmed. They don't know where to start.
Right, right.
And certainly the 401k, and we'll go to that in a couple minutes, but the place where anyone can start, as long as they've earned income.
Correct.
You have to have earned income, or you have to be married to someone who has earned
right,
income.
Right.
You could be a homemaker, whether
sure.
you're mm-hmm. man or woman. As long as there's someone making money in your home, and that can't be passive, like, you know, they're selling... You know, their artwork, if
right.
their collections, as it were. But as long as they're making money, whether it's self-employment or, you know, W-2 income, they can go and set aside what it's increased this year.
$5,500 a year is the limit.
Okay.
If you're over 50, you can contribute up to $6,500.
All right.
And you can do it in you could do it either in lump sum, but we tell people do it through the year. And one of the nice things about that is it just becomes a regular way to save. That can, you know, you can develop a discipline of putting so much away every
right.
month. And what's nice, especially
right.
for young families, and Deanna works a lot with our younger families too, when an emergency comes due, it's not like your 401k where you'd have to get a loan or you wouldn't even be able to access it. You can get the money directly, correct?
Correct. You can take your principal back as often as you want or as, you know, we'd recommend you leave it in there as long as possible.
If